Well, let's go to a comment that President Biden made that reminded us of a lot of things. He said the threat of nuclear war hasn't been this high since 1962. He was referring to the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the U.S. based missiles in Europe and the then Soviet Union countered with missiles in Cuba. And that made me think back even earlier, to the 1950s, after the Soviets first developed a nuclear weapon, and American school kids heard this song.
You duck and cover, tight, duck and cover under the table. It's a bomb, duck and cover.
Duck and cover. Well, it turns out some of the Here Now staff didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe you don't either. Others remember that song all too well and the terror. So let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, who helps us look at the news through the prism of history. And Julian, first some current context. While U.S. officials said there was no new details that caused Biden to make this claim, you know, comparing today to 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis, what exact threat from Russia are we talking about? Is he talking about?
Well, I don't think he's talking about the kind of threat exactly that happened in 62, where global nuclear war was on the table. I think what he's worried about is that Putin, feeling defensive, feeling as if the war is going to be lost, will use tactical nuclear weapons against Ukraine and open the door to that kind of warfare.
Yeah. Well, let's do go back, though. Even before the 60s missile crisis, back to the 50s, the Soviet Union developed a nuclear capability in 1949. This was just a few years, when you think about it, after the U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, and that ended World War II, but crossed a major threshold. Americans were petrified of what the Soviets might do. Civil defense started those drills. You know, the school bell would go off. You didn't know it was a drill. And, you know, little kids would duck and cover under their desks or kneeling in the hall in front of their lockers. Terrifying. What was the fear then?
Yeah, I mean, then the fear, something that was told to kids, was the possibility of a total nuclear war was very real. And the duck and cover drills were made to be somewhat fun. I mean, it involved a cartoon and it was something you did during the school day. But the risk was that a bomb would actually hit. A lot of cities like New York also gave out dog tags. And the reason they did that was so that they could identify the remains of bodies if that ever happened. Mm-hmm. So in the 50s and 60s, really through the 80s, Americans lived with that as a very real fear.
Right. And by the way, a duck and cover came from civil defense. It can save lives if you're not in the epicenter. You don't get hit by debris or look at the light from a blast. It is useful in that way. But go to 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Missiles, Soviet missiles right off of the coast of Florida. Remind us what it felt like then and what happened to end that crisis.
Yeah, this happens in October of 1962, and it's a standoff over Soviet missiles in Cuba. And Americans watch day after day as this is revealed, worried that there would be a standoff, and that standoff would lead to nuclear war. And there's all kinds of histories about how there were Americans who lived in cities who were planning their escape routes. Families were stocking up on all kinds of item, transistor radios and bottled water and
bomb
even radiation
shelters.
Kits,
yeah.
and getting their bomb shelters ready. So it was a terrifying few days. And when it's finally resolved at the end of October, I think everyone, you know, breathed a sigh of relief, although the fears still remained.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the 80s. Under President Reagan, the film The Day After aired on ABC in 1983. What happened then?
Yeah, so this is a movie about a nuclear, you know, war through Kansas, watching it through Kansas, what would happen. And it was absolutely terrifying. The movie was fictional, but everyone was watching this. And President Reagan himself admitted that it left him depressed in his diary. Schools had all kinds of discussion groups with children and psychological services to talk about this. And this became the height of the nuclear freeze movement between 82 and 84, when you had millions of people all over the world calling for a reduction of arms.
Yeah, I remember there was like a gridlock on one highway because people got in their cars to leave Kansas because they thought something had happened. But we just got a minute here. You write, the U.S. has let nuclear arms control from the 80s fall from the agenda. Just quick thoughts there.
Look, since the Cold War ended, it lost some of its salience, even though it's as important as ever. under President Trump, a lot of arms agreements were taken apart, and now it's time to put this back on the agenda. I think President Biden is pretty sympathetic to this issue, and this should be front and center because the threat remains very real.
Maybe if they made us all duck and cover, it would feel a little closer to home. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.